Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Gail Strickland over by Oakland. Good morning to you, Gail.
Hello.
Gail, you have an exciting project going on over there in Oakland, and I know that some of us who drive through Oakland thinking this is exciting stuff. But before we talk about the project itself, we need to talk about a fundraiser. We always need money. So let's start with the when and where and what about the fundraiser.
Yes, we are having something called Junkapalooza, and it's on September 13th and 14th. The City Council has allowed us to use the whole main street in the old historic downtown area, and we're going to have vendors come and have the public come in, and it's for sharing junk and crafts and farmers market items. And so it's just going to be a nice celebration where we can have vendors have an opportunity to sell their wares, and we'll have an opportunity to promote our Nishna Heritage Museum and our garden project.
And Gail, you know, junk is in case people, you know, who aren't into decorating crafts don't know that. Junk is the in thing. Now, when we say that, some things haven't changed. I mean, people have always been able to reuse, recycle, reinvent items for a long time. But for some reason now we call it junk. But it becomes beautiful, interesting, indoor and outdoor kinds of things. There are television programs built around this idea. So, hey, we can come to Oakland and get more ideas. Now, September 13 and 14, that's a ways out. But you need to start getting those vendors lined up.
We do. We have several people who have committed, but we would like to have the entire street filled with vendors.
All right. And so if somebody says, I do have some things that I would like to bring and show and be a vendor, what do they need to do?
Well, they can contact me, and you're welcome to have my phone number if you'd like.
Okay.
712-482-3436. And we are asking, would you like the prices that we determine?
Yes, please.
We are going to have 10 by 10 foot spaces for $30 and 10 by 20 for $50. And if they have a whole huge amount, anything larger than that is $75.
All right.
And if people are bringing strictly farmers market produce, we're charging them $10.
Okay. So there is a difference there, and so you got to kind of think about what a great opportunity this is for folks. And, you know, when all those vendors get together, they have a great time visiting with each other.
Oh, I think they will, and get ideas from one another.
Yes.
And so I hope it'll be sort of a festival kind of activity.
Mm-hmm.
It's also an opportunity for us to showcase our downtown museum.
All right, and that's what the project is all about, of course, is why you're raising the funds. I think you need to go back 2011. You had it wasn't an accident, it was something I think just kind of waiting to happen. Tell us about that.
Yes, we had an implosion of the Masonic Temple on Main Street, and when that happened, a fourth of our museum was taken down with that, and some other buildings on the other side. And so all through that summer, we just had to look at the rubble, and it was just heartbreaking to see that on our main street. But there were a lot of complications with that. And finally, I think even a year later, we were able to get that sort of cleaned up, and then the space was just there collecting just a place for weeds, and it just was so unattractive. And
yes,
every time we would drive by that, my husband would say, somebody ought to put a garden or a park there. But we would just say that every time we went by. And nothing really did happen until last spring, a group that I'm with partners with the high school, and we have a community service day. And we asked the high school students what they thought would be a good project, and they overwhelmingly said, we need to do something with that space.
Great.
Downtown.
Yeah, it's great to have students saying we need to do something to keep our town looking good.
Well, you know, I really appreciate the students and their sense of we want to be proud of our community and where we are from. And so I give them so much credit. And as a result of that, I'd had some connections with Jessica Simons with Promise Partners, and it's a youth alliance. And we worked together with the National Honor Society and the Oakland Historical Society and wrote a grant. And the Promise Partners awarded us a $2,000 grant, and that doesn't seem like very much, but it's something that just got us started with this. And so that was the impetus to do something. On Community Service Day, we had a group of kids coming down, and they were stacking up bricks and kind of cleaning up the space. And then we kind of had to wait until a museum could get some repair work done on the side of their building. And so that took quite a lot of time, and it recently has been done. And then we had some people donate dirt, and we had people donate time and equipment. And so we have put in fill dirt in the space that used to be the part of the museum that was torn down. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting how people seeing those students working, it kind of got other people interested and you gathered more support?
Absolutely. And that's just kind of part of the grant that we wrote, was to partner adults with students and to get that intergenerational relationship going with a project. And so that's been really, really exciting. And so then we had some people that are members of the Farm Bureau who said, well, if you could write that grant, wouldn't you try to write this grant? And so we did write a grant for Farm Bureau and received some more funds. And then we also wrote a grant for the Pottawatomie County Community Foundation Strengthening Neighborhoods, and received a grant for that. So we have received three grants, and it's not nearly enough to complete the project, but so far we've had so much volunteer help that I just know that we are going to be able to complete this and have something that the students can take pride in, and all of the citizens in Oakland and the Riverside community will be able to enjoy.
What is your vision of what will be in that space?
Well, we want it to celebrate our history. And, of course, we're in an agricultural region. And so our hope is to kind of show the evolution of agriculture in this area and how that was a part of building community. And so our plan for this space is to put in a little walking path, and we have three people who have committed to putting in berms, and it will house native grasses and indigenous flowers, and also some sculptural elements and old farm equipment that can be repurposed into looking like a piece of art.
Mm-hmm. And because a lot of that old farm equipment, pretty soon it's all going to the iron, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I think we need to keep some of that just to see what our heritage is. And having it right next to the museum all makes sense to me.
It certainly does. And it kind of fits in with this whole Junkapalooza idea of repurposing something and making it more beautiful.
An exciting project, and I know people who drive through Oakland are appreciating your work too, because I always felt sad when I went through there. And you have, if people haven't been to your museum, you have some wonderful, unusual exhibits in your museum, and this will make that more welcoming also to visit your museum.
It certainly will, and I want to give credit to a woman who was certainly instrumental in getting that museum started, and that was Merle Davis, and she's since passed away, but mm-hmm. her son lived in the Detroit area, and she had gone to the Henry Ford Museum, and so that was her inspiration. And so if you haven't been to the Nishna Heritage Museum, you can come in, and she has put together exhibits, so it's like little rooms that are completely furnished, mostly by donated items, and it looks like maybe what a living room or a bedroom or mm-hmm. a kitchen would have looked like at the beginning of the 1900s.
Okay, so our first step here, because this is happening September 13th and 14th, is to get some vendors signed up. And to do that, they can contact you. Is there any place downtown or any other organization where they can contact to get information?
They could certainly contact the Nishna Heritage Museum, okay, and their number's in the book. I don't have it
okay
right now.
Okay, but your number I have in front of me, 712-482-3436. Give Gail a call, and we want to thank you very much, Gail Strickland, for visiting with us today, and best wishes to you on a continued project. And we'll remind folks again when it's time to shop, to come over and shop on September 13 and 14.
Well, we certainly appreciate having an opportunity to visit with you, and I'd like to leave with just a great big thanks to all of the volunteers who have put in time so far.
All right. Remember that a vision is what makes things happen.
That's our hope.